It's Tuesday. That means it's time to talk about work on The Takeaway. And November is, of course, the month when we go to the polls. But it's also the month when, if you have health care coverage through your employer, you often get a chance to change it through open enrollment. And it appears that those options through open enrollment are kind of narrowing because premiums are going through the roof and coverage seems to be shrinking. Here to talk about this today is Beth Koblenner. She's a Takeaway contributor and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. But first, let's go to our two other guests quickly. Marva Allen is the co-owner of the Human Bookstore in Harlem, and Walt Rowan is owner of the Susquehanna Glass Company that's based out of Columbia, Pennsylvania. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So quickly, let's just get a check on healthcare coverage real quickly. Marva, you own a bookstore in Harlem, and you provide health insurance for two full-time employees. How much has the cost of coverage gone up for you this year?
Oh, it's gone up about 140% from last year.
140%.
140%, and the coverage has gone down.
Okay, so Tom, how many healthcare insurance companies have you actually switched to or changed from with your employees over the last 10 years?
Yes, Celeste, I'd say in the last 10 years, we had probably 8 different insurance companies.
Wow.
Just about every year we have to change.
And is that because of rising premiums?
Well, in the last 4 years, as an example, we had if we hadn't changed or done anything, we had a 22%, 24%, and then a 10% increase. Those were the last three, and now this year we would have had 128% increase.
Okay, well, this is we're going to hear a cut from Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon talking about this.
It's open enrollment right now, and it looks like people who have coverage are going to take another big hit with higher premiums, more out-of-pocket expenses, more deductibles.
So, Beth, here we hear three stories,
and they all sound very similar.
You know, it used to be open enrollment was a happy time that you pick among your choices of health insurance, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
Right. Each one could be better.
Each one could be better. Now you have one choice, typically. You know, most people only have one choice, which is no choice at all. You have to go with what you get. And within that, it's probably a lot more expensive, and you have a lot fewer options. You might not have, you know, basic things covered that you used to have covered. And that's why it's so important to pay attention. Even though you don't have the choice, you have to look to see what's covered. Is your doctor still covered under your plan? Because he or she may not be anymore.
So the network changes.
The network changes. You may not have chiropractic services covered. Your spouse may now have an extra fee in order to be covered. There are all kinds of little changes that take place, and your premiums have gone up a little bit for individuals. You know, the average single person now pays $65 a month, premium being, you know, I know these terms, I see both of your eyes glaze over. I say premium, I say deductible, people get, you know, kind of bored by the whole thing.
Premiums, keep it coming.
You're with me. Premiums are what you pay. The average premium for a single person is $65
right, the monthly amount
a month.
That comes
the
out
monthly
of your check.
Amount. It's $293 per month for a family. Now, this, again, remember, is what the employee pays. So the employer is paying about 80% of that. But deductibles are increasing rather dramatically. For a family, it's $1,500 a year. Now, a deductible is what you have to pay out of pocket.
That's your cash flow before,
exactly,
before you pay
the insurance even kicks in. And you have to choose between HMOs, which are much more restrictive. You often can't go outside of the network, but cheaper, and they don't have deductibles. So they're not as much out-of-pocket expenses generally, versus PPOs, which are preferred provider organizations, where you can go outside of a network, and you can, but it does cost you a little bit more, and you'll have deductibles. So there are all these choices, but you may not have the choice, but you have to look within your plan to see what's covered for you.
So Marva, let me ask you, you hear us talking about the differences between, you know, maybe choosing an HMO to make it cheaper, or maybe choosing something with a higher deductible to make it cheaper. Are there options for you to make it cheaper for your business to provide this insurance?
No, not really. You know, I wish I paid $65.
Yeah.
I pay $344 a month.
Right.
For my particular policy, and for two people, $688 a month. And, you know, to be quite honest, I don't even know what's covered. You know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And my deductible is $1,000.
Wow. Well, let me ask you one question there. Listening to Marva's, predicament there with those high premiums. Years ago, the big industrial companies in the United States ditched a lot of their insurance programs entirely and just covered their workers by putting cash aside. Is that something that's an option for you?
Well, what we've done is every year, we added a deductible about 4 years ago. And initially, the company paid the full amount of the deductible for the employees. So they were only getting maybe a 10% increase in their premium every year, but we were paying for the deductible. But we've been increasing the deductible every year. It started at $1,000, went to $1,200, then $1,500. Wow. This year it's going to $2,000.
Right.
But we can't pay the deductible this year because our premium increases are somewhere in the neighborhood of $22,000 just for the whole year.
So, Beth, you know, there are people do get often choices between whether they're going to have full coverage or a lower premium in the deductible, or a lot of people are going to catastrophic care.
That's right.
In order to save money.
Right. If you are in the situation where you do have a choice, and the choice that is coming up is these catastrophic plans, meaning that you have a very large deductible, you have to pay maybe $3,000, $4,000 before any insurance kicks in. In that case, you have to be prepared for the fact that you will be paying a lot of money out of pocket for just general doctor's visits.
Yeah.
And the problem with that, of course, is, you know, if I have a kid who has a sore throat, do I bring him in for a strep test because it's going to cost me a couple of $100 out of pocket? And that's the problem. I think that's the problem. And that's, of course, why we need this health insurance reform that everybody's talking about.
But that won't kick in until 2013.
Yes.
So it's not going to help anybody anytime
soon. It's a huge, huge issue, and I think people are really feeling it now.
Okay. Beth Koebleiner is a Takeaway contributor, of course, and author of Get a Financial Life, Personal Finance in Your 20s and 30s. Marva Allen, co-owner of the Hugh Mann Bookstore in Harlem. And Walt Rowan joined us from his home in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He's the owner of Susquehanna Glass. Thanks to all of you.
Good luck to Walt and Marva. And you can read a chapter of Beth Koebleiner's book, Get a Financial Life, on our website at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.